The warlord licked his flayed gums, hissing savagely.
Take all the upstairs guards and go to the slave compound. Bring me three families of otter slaves. Make sure they have young ones with them. Fetch them here to me. We'll see if those rebels feel like rushing into a fight when they witness what I'm going to do.
Haskort hurried off. The warlord shouted to the guards who were packed in the hallway.
Open the doors and follow me out onto the pier.
Lady Kaltag had her ear pressed to the door of the chamber in which she was imprisoned. Outside, she heard Skort bellowing at the four guards who were standing sentry on her door.
You two, follow me to the slave compound. You others, go and get the ones who are trying to catch a Shard. They ain't gonna get him out of there. Leave him. Meet us at the compound. Move yourselves.
Kaltag waited until it was quiet outside before coming out of her room. Holding two blazing torches, she ascended to the antechamber at the top of the tower stairs and hid until she heard the cat guards running downstairs to the slave compound. Now no beast was outside the chamber which held Shellhound. Chuckling to herself, the demented cat crept along to it. She tapped on the battered door, calling in a sing-song voice.
Are you coming out, murderer?
Letho's voice came defiantly back at her.
No, are you coming in to get me?
She cackled insanely.
I can reach you without having to enter the room. Now you must pay for the death of my son, Jifra.
Letho's reply sounded puzzled.
What Jifra? I don't know any beast named Jifra.
Kaltag screeched.
Liar! You and your otters slew him. Now you will roast before you reach Hellgates.
More crazy laughter followed. Then something struck the door. The timbers were bone dry and heavily splintered from the guards' axes and spears. In a trice, flames were licking at the door. Kaltag was screaming like a mad beast as she tore down wall hangings and flung them on the blaze. She had dropped the other torch on the floor. Standing back from the blazing door, she went into a crazy shuffling dance, her eyes glittering in the firelight as she crooned.
Burn! Burn! You cannot escape from mother's vengeance!
The entire fortress was built of timber, mainly pine and spruce logs, all old and dry. Flames raced unchecked along the landing, ignored by Kaltag, who was screeching and dancing as tongues of flame licked greedily at her tattered cloak and gown. On the other side of the door, Letho felt the heat. He could see smoke billowing in under the door. A moment later, the fire broke through, making him realise that the whole place was about to go up in flames. Dashing to the window, he climbed out onto the sill. Waving his paws, he began shouting frantically to the raft on the lake, which was still a good distance away.
Ahoy! Can some beast help me? The place is afire!